Inside Out Accessible Art Cooperative teams up with the Sugar Grove Nature Center at Funk's Grove for the Inside Out Arts Fair coming up Saturday, July 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event has free admission and activities. Teresa Chambers from the Art Cooperative is one of the organizers of the festival, and she says Sugar Grove Nature Center is a great location for the event because it offers so much inspiration.
We have a lot of artists that like to go out there and do what's called plein air painting, which is where you paint outdoors. And we do have several plein air artists that are coming that day, and we're going to have a little show at the end of the day. We partnered with Sugar Grove because they were wanting to have an art show at their facility. And so that turned into, okay, well, how can we get people to come out? And we want to have stuff for kids to do. And they have Imagination Grove. And so we added some other art activities like... we have alcohol tiles, we have clay creatures, we have a drum circle, we have recycled art.
So this isn't just visual art. There's music as well.
Yeah, there's music. We also have live music that will be happening. The Irish Music Jam is in the morning. And then we also have Bob Hogart, or Old Hippie Bob, as he likes to be called. He's going to be one of our morning performers. And then the Rhythm Circle will be in Imagination Grove, and it's really fun to hear the drums in the distance.
Are you focusing exclusively on local artists with this?
We have opened it up to artists that are within, you know, an area where they want to drive. We have several artists this year who are not currently members of our cooperative, which is kind of expanding. Last year we had 3, and this year I think we have 7 or 8. So we're reaching more people. We have 4 youth artists who are 18 and under that will have artwork for sale. So that's exciting. It's not very often that youth get an opportunity to sell their art without having to pay a huge booth fee. What we ask our artists to do who are selling is we ask them to donate 10% of their sales to the Nature Center, because that's how the Nature Center helps to keep their programming going. And so this is really a service project for our cooperative as an art gallery and cooperative, so that we can reach more people through art, we can have fun through hands-on art, and enjoy it in nature. The Illinois Valley Blacksmith Association has a building there, and they have a forge, and they make and sell their own tools there. And we are very excited that they're going to be there on the day of our arts fair. Last year, one of their members grows sweet corn in his garden or in a field where his house, and they brought a bunch of sweet corn, like a car full, and they cooked it, and then they gave it away to everybody. And everybody had sweet corn. It was great.
You're going to be having a photo walk. Tell me about that.
Two of our artists are photographers. I'm a photographer too, but since I'm coordinating, I can't do everything. Santino and Mike Fitchhorn have agreed to do photo walks, and what they ask is people can bring their cell phones, or you can bring your point-and-shoot camera, or if you have a digital camera, you can bring that, and they'll walk around on the Nature Center grounds out in the trails, and they'll help give you ideas on what's a good angle, what's the lighting, basically give you ideas of, now here's a great shot, but think about it from this perspective. That's the kind of thing that sometimes you just got to have the right inspiration and the little nudges to take pictures from different angles.
You'll be doing a lot of kids stuff, including giant bubbles. Now, are these like actual bubbles, or are they like big hamster balls?
No, they're real bubbles. There's a special recipe that you can look up on Google, and it tells you how to make these special giant bubbles, and I believe glycerin is the magic ingredient. And so they're, you know, super non-toxic and safe for everybody to play with.
What other children's activities do you have planned?
Holy cow, there's a lot. We have spray painting with Famous Doug. He likes to do spray paint art, and it's amazing. We have wire sculpture. We have classes that will be in the classroom. They're limited to 20 participants, but they're changing every hour.
Do you have to be signed up in advance for that, or can you do that when you go to the festival?
You can do it when you go to the festival. It's just whoever walks through the door, the first 20 get to do it. But we have lots of activities right outside of where the classroom is. There's going to be clay creatures, and we're also going to have a mark and stamping activity. We have fairy houses in where Imagination Grove is. We have free face painting in the morning from the zoo crew. We have henna that's going to be happening all day for the adults and older kids. It's sometimes hard for the 2 and 3-year-olds to sit still and not touch the henna because it has to dry. We are hoping to have kindness rocks, a kindness rock station. The Mandalorian mercs will be walking around and meeting and greeting.
Now, those are people who are are involved with, basically they're Star Wars geeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like to dress up in Star Wars gear and garb, and they're just going to be meandering and be available for photos. And we told them they had to leave their weapons in the car, so we're just going to be a family-friendly event.
So how does this particular arts fair support the mission here at Inside Out?
Inside Out Cooperative, we have a threefold mission. The first one is to support art and artists, local art and artists, and we're doing that by allowing the artists to sell their work. And the second part of our mission is art education, which we're touching on several ways, with hands-on art activities, art experiences during the event. And we also are going to be promoting our upcoming art classes here in our classroom this fall. And then the third one is service through the arts. And this is a huge service activity for us because we're reaching out to new artists. We have artists who have never shown their work before that will have art for sale. And we're really excited about that. We also have just new artists that we haven't made contact with that are local, and they have Etsy shops, and we've never heard of them. So that's part of it, is just getting these artists that are out there and getting them out so that everybody can meet them.
Well, who are some of these artists that we're going to meet for the first time?
We have Sean Kennel with Recycled Messages. She does collage and paper crafting. Joe Ramholtz is a wood carver, and he also does storytelling. He makes these really cool spoons that you can sample your food with, and they're old-fashioned spoons, so when your soup that you're cooking, you stir it and you take a little spoonful, well, you can turn the spoon around, and then you can cool it off while it travels the length of the spoon so you don't burn your mouth. And so he
tells
really cool stories about the spoons, and he carves little faces and pencils, and he's just really great. We're so glad he's going to be here. We have Bill Crable with photography. Jody Anand does mixed media. Anki Schwiers is doing paintings, and she's one of our youth participants. Nanette Tanner has Navajo fine art and silversmithing. So there's a range of everything.
What is your ultimate goal for this event? Is there a particular monetary goal or something that's less tangible?
Less tangible would probably be the answer, because there is no charge to come. There's no charge to park. We offer a shuttle from the parking area to come to the main Nature Center building. We do ask that you bring money to support our food vendor, who is a non-for-profit. The American Heritage Girls, which is a local group in town, is going to be providing pulled pork sandwiches through Hy-Vee for sale, and chips and drinks. We have a great vendor that we're supporting financially that way. We have artists for tips. You can buy the art for sale. And so we'll have a couple donation stations around for all of the art activities, but really it's not required for you to make a donation. It's more just to cover the cost of the equipment.
And this is a great event for the whole family.
Yes, that was one of the remarks that we had last year from participants, was that we had, you know, babies that were 10 months old and standing who were just barely able to hold a brush and put the paint on the canvases that we had, all the way up to kids with special needs, kids with autism, who can come and be out in nature and not have that overstimulation of being in a building. And so they get the experience of nature, and it's less threatening. And it's calming, and we have retired people who come out and they haven't maybe painted in 20 years, or their retired teacher. We have several of our members are retired teachers, so it's kind of fun for them to keep doing what they do.
That's Teresa Chambers from Inside Out Accessible Art Cooperative. The Inside Out Arts Fair is Saturday, July 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sugar Grove Nature Center at Funk's Grove. I'm Laura Kennedy.